This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Podcasts.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. It's Tuesday from Florham Park, New Jersey. Yesterday we were at Giants camp. Today it's Jets camp, and it is great to see you, sort of, the Eddie Scazzeri. What's up? And then across from me, actually to my right today, because he's not across from me, we're on site. His name, Al Chris Dukes. What's up, man? How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. It's good to be at Jets camp where they treat us like human beings.
They treat us very well. So do the Giants. Very nicely.
Well, the Giants.
They treat us very nicely.
They do. We're not allowed in the Giants building.
That's true.
The Jets, I could go walk in here right now, Jerry. I could go through everyone's office.
Well, you don't want to go through their office, but you go get a bagel if you want a fruit or a coffee.
Yeah, they provide us some fruit, some coffee, some bagels.
That is true.
These sort of things. I feel welcome here, Jerry.
Always have.
Always feel welcome here, yes. Plus, you know, I grew up a Cowboy fan. It's tough to be at Giants camp.
You're not a fan of anything.
As it is for you, Jerry. I understand. I feel like I'm back to the Richard Todd era when I get here.
He's long since retired.
You are looking live at Shea Stadium.
I went to the final game at Shea Stadium.
Is that right?
Yes, I did. And they were tearing up the grass and the goalposts and all sorts of things. I didn't know what was going on. I was young. I was a youngin.
You were a young fella.
With my friend and his dad. And it was, I do remember that.
I love when a football team has to play on a baseball field. But it's like,
so the Raiders are in Vegas.
Yeah,
is there
anyone anymore?
No one, right?
No.
That's it?
That's a lost art.
Oh, so put them back at Chase City Field.
Yeah, I used to love when it would be like, you know, third down, and they're on like second base.
Now we get soccer teams that play on baseball fields.
Yes, and it's very confusing.
It is confusing.
I don't know what we're in for today when I showed up here at 4:15.
In what way?
Our engineer Steve was shirtless.
He was shirtless and soaked from sweat.
He's been involved in some things, wiring things.
Yes.
Got hot enough, Jerry, who was like, let me take this shirt off.
Now he's in a beach chair and he looks like...
My work is done here today. The ride here, Jerry, different than driving to New York City.
Uh-huh.
A lot of open space.
You know what I mean?
A lot of woods.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching and listening to way too many UFO things.
Will you stop with this stuff?
This is a perfect spot for a UFO to land.
And yet, in the year 2022, how many have landed?
I haven't seen any.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
But they know when no one's around, Jerry.
Maybe the Jets are full of aliens.
That's the thing.
Let's be honest. Maybe that's why they haven't won. It's an alien football team.
Listen, we got a lot of Jets guests today. And it starts early, Jerry. Let me run.
I know. I'm going to go home after a warm-up show.
No.
I'm going to come back for 9:30.
Let me give you a quick rundown.
Go ahead.
C.J. Mosley is going to stop
early.
This says 6:15.
6:15.
Which means he's got to be on his way here right now.
And it means he's going to do this before he gets his lift in.
Yes. His lift, like workout, you mean?
Yes.
All right. Then Jordan Whitehead.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, for the audience.
6:45.
Jerry, for the audience, I know. C.J. Mosley, tell us his position.
Defensive tackle.
And then Jordan Whitehead.
Safety.
You looking at me?
I mean, I'm telling you.
I don't know. Here's a guy I do know, Robert Sala. He's the head coach.
Yes.
He's going to come by in the 7 o'clock hour. I was actually surprised to see this one on the list, Jerry. Zach Wilson.
Why were you surprised?
I don't know. You know, they a lot
he
of
he talks
times,
to the media.
Yeah, but it's different one-on-one, live radio. You're looking live, Jerry.
Fair enough.
That's going to be at 7:40, and then Joe Douglas will stop by in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
So a lot going on.
That's actually a very good lineup.
That's a packed lineup, Jerry.
Packed lineup. So like I said, I'll be back at 9:30.
All right, we'll see you at 9:30 then after this, Jerry. Now. The Yankees did win last night late. That game didn't start till 10 o'clock.
Yes.
It was in Seattle.
Your favorite town.
Seattle, which I used to like until they let people take over their downtown and turned it into Riot City, Jerry. Mm-hmm. I'm now no longer interested in Seattle and Portland. But they did play a game there last night, and the Yankees did win.
Yes, they did.
So that means
5-game losing streak.
Right. So that means for my bet that you and I have for the season, wherein the Yankees, it involves the Yankees and the Braves. One of them must have a five-game losing streak. One of them must have a six-game losing streak.
We got a
streak.
Chance at the Braves right now.
So I got my Yankee five-game losing streak.
Mm-hmm. Now the Braves have lost three in a row.
Three in a row.
They're playing Boston starting tonight. Could you get to six?
Right, but here's the thing. With that Yankee win, I need them to get to six.
Correct. Well,
so
I mean, the Yankees,
five-game losing streak.
I would tell you this. Even if you only got to five.
Yeah.
Then you just need another 6-game losing streak.
Right, that doesn't seem possible, Jerry.
Well, it's not likely, but it's anything's possible.
So what happened last night in this Yankee game? Everyone was asleep.
They had a team meeting.
Is that right?
Aaron Boone had a team meeting because they had lost, what was it, five in a row?
Five in a row.
So he held a team meeting with the team, with the club before the game, and then Josh Donaldson came out like his pants were on fire. And put up a few runs in the first inning and the third inning. All was good. Aaron Judge late with the. So I heard Aaron Judge homered. Like one report I heard, that was like the lead. That home run meant nothing
useless.
At the end. But he still hits his 40 whatever home
44th.
Run. 44th. Right, 44. But it was Donaldson and it was, Andrew Benintendi. They kind of led the offense. And Jameson, your guy, Tyone,
the Frenchman.
Was good enough. Yeah, absolutely. So they win a game they kind of needed to win.
Hey, good for them.
Yes.
I think the Judge home runs lead the storyline just because there's so many at this point.
Well, yeah, he leads the major leagues.
By the way, I saw Roger Maris's kid the other day did an interview, I think with TMZ, TMZ Sports. And they were asking Roger Maris's kid about Aaron Judge potentially breaking his dad's record.
Yeah.
And he was like sort of not interested in him breaking the record.
Why?
But... wasn't that kid all over McGuire. When steroided up Mark McGuire?
He was.
McGuire was chasing that record?
The whole family was in St. Louis.
Yes, every night.
Yeah, I know.
And they were hugging Mark McGuire.
Maybe they don't like Aaron Judge. I don't know.
Well, they still see their father's record as the American League home run record.
That's fine.
And but they don't want that broken, I guess.
At this point, listen.
It's getting broken.
It's long enough. It has to. You would think he's got how many games left?
Let's do the
50
math.
50 games left. He needs, what, 17 more?
Let's see, Jerry. 61 is the record
right.
for Roger Maris. Minus 44 is how
17.
Many. 17 home
right.
runs he needs.
Yeah. And how many games?
He's got that.
There's 71 and 39. I can't do that math. I have no idea. It's 110. They got 52 games left.
Jerry, he's going to get that in like 2 weeks.
He's not going to get that in 2 weeks, but he should do it by the end of the season.
He probably has at least one 3-home run game in him.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, he's probably got multiple.
How many 2-home run games? 8? What do you think? So he should do it by next Wednesday, he'll have the record.
He's probably got multiple 2-home run games in him, Jerry.
Okay.
And then almost every night, at least one.
How many games this year has he hit 3?
I'm going to say 0.
Yeah, I don't think he has either. How many 2-home run games does he have?
I bet he's got a dozen.
He does not have a dozen, you jackass. No, he doesn't. He might have a few, but he does not have a dozen.
That would only put him at 24.
Yeah.
A dozen.
They've played 110 games.
Oh. So you're out for that. You don't think he's got a dozen 2-home run
no,
games?
No, I don't think he's got a dozen 2-home run games. But I do think he will surpass 61.
Me
yes,
too.
I do. And then Billy Crystal's going to do a new movie.
60. How many will he end up with, though, Jerry? Give me your prediction right
64.
Now.
64. I know you're going to pick 69.
How did you know I was
gonna
going there?
I'm
going
to say 64.
I'm going to say, Jerry, 69.
Right, exactly.
Actually, I think he's going to do 66.
Okay. Well, well, that was already done. Steve Summers did a movie. 66.
Oh, 66.
Yeah.
I still think 66.
That was a hilarious bit.
Was it or
66.
Not? Hilarious.
Right, Eddie, it was 66. Was that the name of the movie?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
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 It was actually very well done.
Is that right?
Because he did it in and around the Billy Crystal movie, and it was all about the Yankees who were struggling. It's very funny,
what
actually.
What was the 66 in relation to? 66?
That they weren't a good team.
Oh,
and
okay.
The team was kind of imploding, and it's funny. It was very well done by Summers back in the day.
But, Jerry, things have changed.
Things
We've
have changed,
the Yankees
yes.
at the top, the Mets at the top. Now, I did see that Matt Carpenter, who everyone seems to love, him and his mustache.
Yeah, this sucks for them and him.
Fractured left foot.
Yes, fouled the ball off his foot.
It actually sounds worse when you say broken left foot, which is how I read the headline. And then in the story it says fracture seems like kind of cracked.
And broken.
Broken seems like the foot just snapped right in half.
Yeah. His foot did not snap in half.
Okay.
But he will be out indefinitely. That's not good.
Is that right?
Yes. And I heard him. He said, it's not the end of me. He's going to try and get back this year. When?
This year?
It's August 9th. Like, you don't, if this was April 9th, I'd say, okay, maybe you get back by August, September. It's August 9th. How is he getting back?
See, and right now, Jerry, you're breaking the news to people because if they slept late, this is what happens with these West Coast games, right? The games end late. All of a sudden, you wake up and one of your...
has a broken foot.
Right. One of your favorite players has a snapped foot.
Yeah.
Snapped right in half.
I used to, when I used to work late nights, yeah. I used to love these games.
The late night,
yeah, because it depends on what schedule you're on. I mean, if you're getting up in the crack of dawn, like we're hours before the crack of dawn.
Right.
If you're getting up in the middle of the night, you're clearly not seeing them. And if you get up at 6, 7 o'clock, you're probably going to bed by 11, 12. When I used to work till 12, 1 o'clock, it was phenomenal because I knew people were sleeping and I was watching live sports.
When I got up, Jerry, they didn't even have the highlight package ready.
Just ended.
That's how late it was.
And when Eddie woke up, they were still in the eighth inning.
They were right. Eighth inning. He got to see the Aaron
ninth
Judge
inning.
Home run.
No, ninth inning. There you go.
He got to see the Aaron Judge home run live.
He did.
You are looking live. Now, good news for the Mets. They won again.
They did. Very routine and just blah.
Right. Routine and blah. Exactly, Jerry. Fourth straight, Starling Marte had a home run.
Crushed it in the first inning.
Crushed it.
Were you up watching it at that point, or you checked out? It was the first inning. You said last night you were going to watch. You didn't even watch the first inning?
I will be honest with you. I listened to this Joe Rogan podcast where they had some UFO guy on.
Oh, God, help us.
And he has a documentary that's on the Discovery Plus. I could not resist. I was like, Reds, we're beating the Reds, no problem. And I watched that. I got to know if we're alone in the universe.
Oh, who cares? We're going to be dead before they take over the world anyway.
That's what I think.
Even if they're out there, who
right.
knows?
Because there are spaceships in the paintings from the 1700s. So they've been
there
coming
are
here.
Paintings of aliens from the Stone Ages. Are there not?
Correct.
Right. You know what that means? Imagination.
No, it means they've been here.
It means imagination.
And they're not going to kill
Wrong.
Us.
It's imagination. It means your brain does weird things. Like Aaron Rodgers is touching dead people. No, he's not actually.
Well, that was drug induced. We know.
Right. And his brain is playing tricks on him.
Right.
Same thing. Creativity. Right. Creativity. That's what it is.
By the way, Chris Bassett had a nice outing.
Like, do you not think at this point,
yeah,
if they were really out there with all the people that talk about them and people that want, like Eddie wants to see aliens.
Me
Why?
Too.
I don't know. They might swallow them whole
right.
and spit them out. But if they were really out there at this point, how long has the Earth been spinning?
A long time.
Eddie, how long has the Earth been spinning?
Since B.C.
About 4.2 billion years.
4.2 wow. billion years.
Yeah.
Why now? At this moment in time, are they all of a sudden going to come down and join us?
Well, they haven't.
And they haven't in the past 4.2 right. billion years. Just curious.
Well, we've only been here about 150,000 to 300,000
okay.
years.
Okay, last 150,000 years. And yet,
well,
what?
I think they have been here. They've been visiting.
I'm with you, Jerry. They have not been here. They may be out there, but they've
they
never,
might be.
They've
right.
never been
a,
here.
I'm not a denier. I'm not saying it's not true or possible. I just don't believe it to be.
I'd love to point you guys to a podcast guest I just heard.
Think about how many Al Dukes have lived their lives already and have since passed, wondering and hoping for the aliens.
Right.
And they've been dead and gone for 50, 60, 100 years.
Good point.
I mean, good Lord. Anyhow. So what about Chris Bassett?
He threw eight innings, Jerry.
Yes,
shut out ball. Shut him down.
Eight strikeouts.
Yeah.
The Reds are really
oh,
brutal.
Oh, yeah. I do. They still have Joey Votto, who I like.
Okay. They've yeah, Jonathan India, who was the rookie of the year last year, is terrible this year.
Jonathan India?
Yes.
Never heard of him. Quite frankly, I think you're making some of this up.
Had you watched just one inning. Matter of fact, had you watched the first at bat, you would have known.
So it just said 7-0, 7-10.
Yes.
Had I just
If you
up.
Checked in at 7-10 and you saw Bassett against India, you would have known, well, look at this, the Indy Reds got a guy named India. He's got cool hair, long flowing hair. And instead, you're hanging on Joey Votto.
I did, right. I still love Joey Votto.
By the way, Eric Davis retired, just so you know.
Long gone.
Long gone, yes.
Oh, remember when, what's his name?
Ray Knight punched
him
in the face.
Right in the mouth.
That was at Riverfront Stadium, right?
Oh, yes. That was
in Cincinnati on the turf.
Cincinnati.
That's right.
It was like a hard slide, right? He got up and went, punched him right in the face.
That would be like in the middle of a show, you just stand up and punch G right in the face.
Oh,
I'd say boom works. He might throw you over the ledge.
He would murder me.
Yes, that is true.
All right, Jerry, let's take a break.
That's it? You don't want to start a new story?
No, because I got...
That's it on the Mets?
Yeah, I mean, it was an, oh, by the way, we beat the Reds.
You're right.
You know, we came...
How about this? They're 13-2 in their last 15 games.
Right, I mean, after that weekend 4 out of 5 from the Braves. This could have been a letdown
spot. But that's
spot.
Also why it was more impressive.
That's true.
Would have been very easy to come out flat last night and do absolutely nothing, and instead you get the home run from Marte in the first inning.
Yep.
And away we go. All right, we will take a break since Al doesn't want to start a new story. We will do that coming up.
A whole new topic, Jerry.
And there's a lot, actually, for today, I would say, because, oh, the Nets.
Oh, that's right.
Good Lord, that's God help us. And Mekhi Becton's injured.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot to get to. Exactly. And then Boomer and Geo live from Jet Camp here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
I saw was in the building last week.
LL Cool J was?
Yes, and I also saw that Ice-T.
What were they at our...
Ice Cube.
Our new
one of the Ice Guys.
Hip-hop station.
Was there yesterday.
Doing
and Spike
it,
ran into him.
Is that right?
And he tweeted that the only thing that came out of his mouth when he saw him was obleep. He turned the corner and there was Ice Cube.
You think it was Ice Cube or Ice... I'm going to say
says it was Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Yes.
Cube, Jerry. Ice we Cube. Call him
He's
Cube.
The actor now, yes?
Yeah, yes. They're both actors, though, right now. Ice Cube and Ice-T.
Oh.
They both have put their music careers
on hold.
Second to acting.
Yeah. Well, they're both very good.
Jerry, what is going on with your Brooklyn Nets?
Here's what's going on.
All right.
I'm fired up that I am not hosting this week. I don't even know what to say, to be quite honest.
Well... Let's give them the rundown of what's going on. It's a lot of heat. What happened?
Someone unplugged my computer.
You just got unplugged? Oh, no, Jerry. Well, here's the deal. I don't know who said these things. Like, how do we know that Kevin Durant issued an ultimatum to Joe Tsai?
We don't. And I don't understand
sources.
About all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Is a lot of it sounds very unlike Kevin Durant. And I'd like to hear from him at some point. But I don't know, man. I really don't know. Do you see the thing about Ben Simmons with the text messaging?
No, what'd that say?
So apparently after they lost Game 3 to the Celtics, they were on a group chat that was going back and forth.
Ben Simmons, KD, and who?
It didn't say, but there were several of them.
And Evan Roberts.
And one of them was not Evan Roberts. And then one of them asked Simmons if he was ready to play Game 4. And then Simmons disconnected.
Goodbye.
And left. I don't know. I don't know what's real and what's not real. I have no idea.
Ben Simmons has left the chat. So apparently Kevin Durant issued an ultimatum
reportedly
to Joe Tsai saying it's either me or Steve Nash and Sean Marks.
I get that. I'll be completely honest.
Yeah.
I get the Nash thing.
Why?
Because he was horribly outcoached against Boston. Horribly outcoached. And we talked about it at the time. So it's not like we're making stuff up now. He was not a good head coach, and that's not even arguable. So I would get that. The Sean Marks thing, I don't understand, because all he did was do what Durant asked. He's the one that brought him in. He's the one that gave him the extension. It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense to me, to be quite honest.
I saw things posted yesterday. They were, I believe, tweets from Kevin Durant from when the season ended saying all beautiful things about Steve Nash.
Yeah, I don't know.
Saying,
I don't know what to tell you.
He was under a lot of pressure. He didn't have Kyrie.
Well, but again,
full season.
From watching him, from listening to him, even seeing things he tweets, these reports, I am not saying they're not true because Shams is tremendous, so they probably are. I don't know. It just doesn't – something's not fitting. Something doesn't make sense to me.
Right. Then another source told the New York Post that, quote, Kyrie hates these guys. He feels that Nash is terrible and Marks is bad.
Again, I get the Nash thing. I don't get the Marks thing.
Now, you would say that this is probably true from the sources because then Joe Tsai went on Twitter.
Yes,
last
and backed
night
them.
And said, our front office and coaching staff have my support. We will make decisions in the best interest of the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, unless he did that just to quiet all the noise. I don't know. I would love to have a conversation with one of them.
Isn't Kevin Durant very talkative on the social media?
Yes, but he has not been.
He's been quiet on
yes
this.
Now, he was in London. I think London. No, was he in London? He was at a concert with James Harden last week.
But if this were not true, he would be the type to say, I don't know where these things are coming
I
from.
I suppose. The oh, whole,
I believe it.
This whole situation stinks. Now, it's great for you guys. I'm not amused by it.
I believe all sources.
But why? You're also the same person that has agreed with me that you think some of these guys make stuff up just to create a story. So why would you believe everybody?
I don't know. Whenever I see it in a sports story, sources say I always believe it. Not in the real, like, not in real world news stories, I don't believe
but
it.
But in sports, who
but
cares?
In sports, I believe it.
Yeah, I don't. I really don't.
Especially since Joe Tsai came out and said something, but KD said nothing.
He has not said anything. That is very true.
And John Marks, Kyrie.
And it's August 9th, and they're... Their trade options are minimal to nothing right now. So that's the other part of this. If Durant's going in there saying, like, the first thing I saw was Durant saw Joe Tsai and said, I still want to be traded to the Suns. Well, guess what? You're not being traded to the Suns. It's not possible. So I don't know. He's a smart guy. Why would you go in there and ask for something that's not possible?
You think Joe Tsai has a lot of followers on Twitter? I can't imagine.
The owner of the Nets.
Yeah.
And then what does he own, Boomer? Alibaba? Is that what Joe Tsai
Alibaba
is?
Alibaba?
Yes. It's like the Amazon in Asia, I believe.
Oh, I wouldn't even be owning the Nets if I owned
Alibaba.
So
I'm going to say Joe Tsai has over a million followers.
No way.
No way? I don't know.
All right, hold on,
I'm
Jerry
taking a guess
Joe
here.
Tsai has 59,000.
So I was just a little off.
I mean, 59,000. Joe Tsai.
1 million. A little off.
Yep, but there he is. 9 hours ago, he posted that, Jerry.
Yes. Well, a source didn't say that. He did post it.
He did post. And
now, does he post a lot?
Let's see. Does
what was
he post
prior
lot
to that?
He posted wow for a video of lacrosse highlights.
Maybe it's his daughter or his son.
Perhaps.
When was that, though?
Jerry, he's really into lacrosse, this Joe Tsai.
Okay.
He's posted stuff from the New York Liberty.
From when, though? Well, because the Liberty play at Barclays Center.
Okay. They do? I thought they played at the Garden.
Do you pay attention to anything?
To Liberty basketball?
Yes.
I thought they were part of the...
It's a long story. They play at Barclays Center now.
What?
You're so funny. I came across the other day. I came across
did James Dolan kicked them out of the Garden?
Maybe. I know. I think the Nets own them now, I think.
Okay.
They were on Yes Network the other day with, who's doing the game? Chris Sheeran was doing the play-by-play.
I don't know who that
you
is.
You have no idea who that is
Chris
either.
Chris Sheeran.
Do you ever put the
yes
sports channels on?
Not WNBA.
No, but the Yes Network. He does the pre and post for the Net games.
All right. I'm going to take your
and
word
the
for
Yankees,
it.
I think he does sometimes.
I'll take your word for it, Jerry.
You have no idea. Okay.
I do. Right. The only thing I know about the WNBA is Brittany Griner's in Russia jail, which seems like trouble.
Not a good situation.
No, I've seen that locked up abroad.
Yes.
Dude.
Not great. I know.
Dude, not great, Jerry. All right, so, when
so
are we going
to... Just to recap. So
yeah,
you watched Locked Up Abroad. You watched the 58-Day Fiancé, whatever that's called.
90-Day
Fiancé. 90-Day Fiancé.
The UFO documentary.
UFO documentaries.
Yep.
Is there anything sports-related that you watched yesterday?
Yesterday in particular?
Well, yeah,
no.
Yesterday was a full day.
No, yesterday.
So, in the course, so you got done at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
You were home by 11:15.
Yeah.
Between 11:15 and by the time you shut your eyes at 8 p.m., you had 9 hours.
Yeah.
Not one moment did you put on a sports channel.
No, but I go through a lot of sports on Twitter.
Stop unplugging my computer!
How's it going over there,
Jerry? Not great.
All right.
Oy, oy, oy.
Did you see yesterday? You know, we were at Giants camp yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And we talked to Brian Daboll.
Right.
We talked to Daniel Jones. We talked to Kayvon
Thibodeau. Yeah.
Thibodeau. And then there was a big brouhaha
I did
at Giants
see that
practice.
Yes.
Also involving an assistant coach, Bobby Johnson.
These guys getting into it.
They were getting into it. It looks so funny, too, because they're all wearing those big puffy things on their helmets.
Those are the safety padding that they put on them for
camp.
It does
not make you look tough.
No.
To be throwing haymakers with wearing a big puffy helmet.
And I cannot imagine the guys like wearing them.
No, because they look ridiculous.
Yes.
And you could, I could understand you forget you're wearing one, but then you see your teammates wearing them and it looks silly.
It is goofy.
But listen, there's fights all the time in these practices. I expect a big fight out here today in Jets practice.
You're going to hang around and watch?
Absolutely, Jerry. Yeah,
sure. You'll be out of here by 10:02. You're going to stay and watch. Your ass is going to stay and watch. Are you nuts?
Well.
I couldn't get you to stay at a training camp for $100,000.
Well, I like this better than the Giants, because Giants, you're up by the turnpike, and that seems like a disaster up here. Here is at least a residential area.
It is calm.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. Even if you come here, you never will, but when I used to cover the team in 07 and 08, I think, if you come out here in the fall with the leaves, it's beautiful out here. It is gorgeous.
They do have trees in the middle of their practice facilities, which means someone has to be up here raking leaves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
By the way, Jerry, yesterday, Mekhi Becton got hurt.
Seriously, too,
this
it looks
a big,
like.
Now, initially, Jerry, now you said, what am I doing during the day? Following up on Twitter stories. And this I saw early in the day, Mekhi Becton, right?
Right.
Suffered an injury to his repaired right knee. And then this is what I saw earlier, though, yesterday. Coach Saleh initially said the knee was stable and he was optimistic he would be fine.
Well, the MRI, not so optimistic.
Then later in the day, Jerry, he did get an MRI, and now the Jets are concerned.
Yeah, and so the one story says, like, could miss a lot of the season.
Yeah, and this was ESPN and NFL Network.
And so you're good with these sources.
I'm particularly good with NFL Network if it's bad news, because why would they want to give you bad news?
They wouldn't.
You're unless it's real.
The league network does not want bad news.
Correct.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
In that sense, I believe it's probably
Should go to NBA TV for the Durant news.
Oh.
Not for Mekhi Becton.
No. Not for Durant news, because we want, if it's bad news, then you believe it.
I agree with you. You feel like the league networks have some sense of journalistic integrity. I don't know if they do, but I at least feel that way.
Right, and that they would, if they're reporting on something that's negative, then it's probably legit.
I do agree. The one thing I would say before we go to break, as much as I can't stand the Durant story, and I can't, boy, it does keep you talking about them, though.
It is unbelievable.
It is an off-season soap opera like none other. It really is unbelievable.
And we've heard nothing about the Knicks.
No, and Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
It's August 9th. Let's go.
That
doesn't
just
mean it's
died.
Or they're working behind the scenes, and one day we'll wake up and say, the Knicks got Donovan Mitchell. I did see one 3- or 4-team trade rumor last week when I was away that had Mitchell landing in New York, but still nothing. It's complicated.
Who is your favorite basketball source? Would you go Woj or Sherms? Shams.
Do you call him Sherms? Jesus. I would say I probably trust Woj more than anybody. But Shams,
really?
Shams is good. Like, those two are one and one A.
I saw the
either
Durant
one
stuff
pick.
From Shams first.
Yes, I did too.
And I follow both of those guys, Jerry. How about that?
You do?
I do. Because when the Donovan Mitchell stuff was going down,
got it.
I was like, if that comes on during the show, Jerry, I'm a producer. I want to be prepared.
I like Isola, too.
I forgot about him.
I like Isola.
I like
a
him
lot.
As well. But he's not like a breaking national NBA news guy, is he?
I don't know about that. I mean, he does a show on NBA radio, I know. And I don't know if he still writes. I'm really not sure, to be quite honest. He used to be the Daily News, which I don't see anymore. But I do like I saw. I'll take a quick break. 25 in front of 6. We've got Boomer and Geo from Jet Camp coming up top of the hour here on The Fan.
You hear this, Jerry?
Yeah.
We lost Olivia Newton-John yesterday.
I saw that.
73 years old. This is the first movie I recall going to see. Greece, 1978.
I think my first one for real was The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Whatever year that was.
That I don't know. But I'm sure I went to see Star
1980.
Wars. 1980. And Star Wars was like 1977, I think.
Correct.
But I recall going to the drive-in theater to see Grease.
Nice. Were you in love with Olivia Newton-John?
Oh, yeah, Jerry. And then I used to perform the Grease songs in my house in front of the mirror. Grease Lightning.
You want to do that for us today?
But this is a great song. You're the One That I Want.
Yeah.
This is a great song.
It's fine.
And I saw a really cool video on YouTube, and it's many years old now, but it's when Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta were older, many years past Grease, and she was performing, and she brought him out, and they sang the song together.
Nice.
And that's a guy who seems very shy now.
He's also had a lot of tragedy in his life.
Yeah, but he was really into it. He was singing, "You're the one that I want."
I like Grease.
Loved Grease.
I did. Grease too.
You can never go over part two.
It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great.
She also had hits with Physical. Remember that
I
one,
do,
Jerry?
Yes.
When we were all into aerobics in the 80s.
Right.
Let's get physical.
That was the time of, what was his name?
Richard Simmons.
Yes, who's disappeared. I know he's still alive.
He's still alive, but he's disappeared.
Completely disappeared. Yeah.
Yep. And Xanadu, mm-hmm. which we were near yesterday. Well,
yes.
I guess it's called the Mall of America or America
Whatever
Mall.
Whatever it's called. The American Dreams.
American Dreams.
Yes. Have you ever been in there?
No, I'm not going there.
There was a rumor that G was there with his family in the water park.
That seems like trouble.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like indoor malls. It seems like a lot of teenagers hang out.
There's teenagers in there. Well, malls are actually dead right now.
Yeah, but I feel like that mall's got a lot of teenagers running around.
It might. I don't know. It might.
And I'm not interested in that.
I would like to go see it, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's right there. It's 40 minutes from our house. We've never even gone.
Yeah, it was cool, too, driving to Giants Camp yesterday, seeing the big outdoor Ferris wheel lit up. I didn't even know there was Ferris wheel out there. I thought everything was indoors.
Well, because everything... You don't go that way on the turnpike ever.
That's true.
Oh, but then again, your season tickets for the Giants and Jets, you must have just missed them last year. No concerts at MetLife Stadium for you recently?
No, I haven't been there in a long time.
Mm. Okay. I would like to go see it, though, at some point.
All right.
But yeah, it's very sad, though, that she passed away.
Yes.
Breast cancer, correct?
Correct. Which she battled for many, many years.
Horrible.
Many
didn't,
years.
Suzanne Summers had that, too, didn't she?
I'm not sure about.
No, I'm pretty sure she did.
I believe she's still alive, Suzanne Summers.
She is.
And in fact, she says, now she's like in her 70s as well.
Yeah.
She says that her and her husband make love multiple times a day. False.
Why?
There's no way.
You ever see Sting talk about him and his wife?
Yeah, Trudy.
It's not multiple times. It's for hours on end.
Well, they are tantric, they call that. That's what Sting practices. This guy.
Do you practice that? I don't mean with Gina. I mean with yourself.
I do not practice tantric anything, Jerry. Now, I know you're not a fan of Netflix documentaries.
No, that's not true. I'm not a fan of the one you send me.
Well, like I asked you if you were interested in the Manti Te'o one that's
not
coming up.
Not even remotely.
That's a series
Remember
called...
how I said I couldn't pay you to watch a training camp practice?
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me to sit down and watch that.
That's a Netflix series called Untold.
Not interested.
Okay, so they put out another trailer for another one.
Yeah, I'm not interested in this one either. I'll tell you why. Go ahead, tell us what
it is. This one's called Operation Flagrant Foul.
I'm going away with this guy already.
It's the story of Tim Donaghy betting on NBA game.
It's not Donaghy. Tom Donaghy. Never mind.
Donaghy. He's in the documentary.
Who cares?
I'm interested.
He wrote a book. Other people wrote books. It's enough. We know what he did.
But a book, Jerry.
You're not going to learn anything. Yes, you actually have to read it.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit down and read a book. Will I sit down and watch a documentary? Yes, I will.
I'm not interested. It's enough.
Let me ask you this. Let's say you had to choose the Manti Te'o story or the Tim Donaghy story. Which one are you choosing? I'm forcing you to watch one of them.
One on tantric sex.
You're in a headlock,
Jerry.
I'm
not interested in either one. The last one you sent me that I enjoyed
was
that woman who got caught up with the scam guy, and she had the restaurant.
Bad Vegan.
That one I liked.
That
I liked.
Sports related.
It wasn't.
Jerry. And
it wasn't.
I am very involved in
sports.
But
maybe that's it, though. Maybe because I've kind of been through, and we lived through the Manti Te'o thing, the Tim Donaghy thing. What are we really going to learn? I might learn something. Who cares at this point?
I just like when the people involved, like Manti Te'o is in that documentary. Tim Donaghy is in this documentary. When those people are involved.
But they've done interviews before. We've heard from them.
If we heard from them in a book, Jerry, did we really hear
from
them?
No. They did the interview circuit.
Yeah, I forget. I lose
interest.
But then time goes by. I'm interested again.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm interested in both.
You'd probably be interested in Monica Lewinsky with a new documentary at this point.
Well, actually, a couple years ago, A&E did a documentary about that whole thing, and I was interested. I watched the whole thing.
Shocking. Was that during the Super Bowl you watched it? World Series game?
During the AFC and NFC championship games. I was like, let me see.
Yankees, Red Sox, Mets, Braves. What did you pass on to watch
that? Let me see what documentaries are available right now.
I really do. You know I like documentaries, but just not on...
Not on sports scandals you've lived through and seen and heard of. Before.
That are years past.
Okay.
It's over. Like, what are we going to do with that, with any information? You're going to come do a segment on it? Like, who cares? And take calls on it?
No, put not take calls on it.
Yeah, so whatever.
But I'm interested in watching.
I'd like a documentary on Boomer Esiason.
NFL.
MVP.
No, you know what? That would have to do Football Life.
Yes. Have they never done one on him?
Boomer, you ever do a Football Life documentary?
No.
Nope.
Wow.
Sign him up. Let's go. You and I, Jerry, can executive produce that.
I would do that.
EPs.
And then they can talk to us.
Yes.
Like his post-playing life career people.
The only thing these documentaries are interested in is if you had a scandal.
So, well, not the Football Life. That's not true.
No, right. Not Football Life. You're right.
But documentaries, yes. Otherwise, what's the story?
Right, well,
I have swollen testicles.
Well, there'd be a story.
Follow that
line immediately.
That would be, I suppose.
Jerry, a couple NFL notes, and I heard, spoiler alert, I heard Boomer's kind of doing a sports minute on this.
Okay.
Or at least on one of these. NFL wants the referees to focus on illegal contact.
I love this.
You like this?
No, the next one you're going to talk about.
And we like this. NFL wants them to focus on illegal contact fouls during the 2022 season.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care about that one. It's the next one you're
going to
read.
Which is a prohibited contact by a defender when the QB still has the ball in the pocket.
I'm a little too quick with that. That I don't care for. It's the next one. Read the next one.
All right, this one's
awesome.
Another point of clarification.
This is righting a wrong.
The NFL wants referees to center this around roughing the passer fouls. They don't want flags thrown for minor contact to the helmet.
Thank God.
Or below the knee. There is nothing worse, you're right, than when a guy brushes the side of a quarterback's helmet.
Hand just glances the side.
And they're like, 15 yards, first down.
Or even when a guy is like on the ground and he just grabs for the ankle. Like, what are you supposed to do? That's not forcible contact. Good.
They want forcible. When you clobber a guy in the head.
That's fine. I agree with that. Now, it's still subjective, but at least it'll make more sense now when you see what they call and what they don't call. I would hope.
Now, there is thought, though, that first one that you didn't care for, the illegal contact fouls, that's going to increase more, which people are going to be very annoyed at.
Well, especially when you get some of these crews that are known to call a lot of penalties.
Yeah.
You might have a flag every other play.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
I don't know. How is a defender, like a cornerback, say, how are you supposed to defend a wide receiver if you can't? I know you can't touch them beyond the 5 yards. I understand that. But they do. And they let a lot go. If you're saying no contact until the quarterback lets go of the football, right? Isn't that what it is?
Well, if he's still in the pocket.
Ugh.
So if you're rolling out, you could tackle the wide receiver.
He's
out of the pocket.
He's out of the pocket.
He's out of the pocket, Jerry.
This one might. I like the second group.
Me too.
Of corrections, the first one not so much.
Right.
They want more scoring.
More?
I don't know. More points. More home runs.
Jerry, football does not have home runs in it.
You know what I mean. More scoring.
All right. So you're for that one. You're not for one. Well, you're for one, not the other.
Correct. I think the NFL has too many rules, too.
Me too.
Especially for guys that have gotten so big, so strong, so fast. Like, just the notion of a 6'5", 280-pound monster who is, you know, driving through a left tackle, and the hand goes up and swipe. It's too much. There were too many rules. Too many rules.
And it's weird. Sometimes you'll see the guys, like, on a deep pass. They'll let them be
depends on the officiating.
Be touching and pushing around
right.
each other.
And that's where... And I know you can't make excuses, but the officials, they play so much into these games.
And then I like when they go in the playoffs. So we let them play. Let them play in the freaking regular season,
too. It'd be really good. Netflix should do a documentary on officials.
Oh, Jerry. I would watch a Netflix documentary on the official who called the Dez Bryant catch not a catch.
Oh, or the NBA guy that might have like fixed games.
Tim Donahue you're talking about? I would love to watch that.
And you will. Yes, the one in Green Bay. By the way... You know me. I love the Cowboys. I don't think that was a catch. They still do that. Like, they're still like a hashtag, Dez caught it. Actually, he didn't.
Right, he tracked it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the ball did hit the ground. So, whatever. It is what it is.
And then...
Real quick.
Just for people who are coming out to Jets camp or Giants camp, do not throw footballs at the players you want to sign them.
Yeah, they did that in Buffalo.
This happened in Buffalo. Bills. Yep, somebody threw... By the way, they threw a football to Josh Allen when he was running off the field. That was still in the box, the football was.
Wow.
I just threw it at him.
Did he throw it back at them?
No, but he said, disrespect.
Not the smartest thing you can do.
Better than throwing a marital aid on the field.
Is it, though?
Josh, sign my marital aid.
All right, quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll get you to Boomer and Geo Jets camp on this Tuesday here on The Fan. Right now, an Odyssey Sports Minute. Not Boomer this day. It's actually Amy Lawrence.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, a couple more minutes. We'll get you to Boomer and Geo live from Jet Camp. Just breaking up, the Yankees did win in Seattle. However, Matt Carpenter broke his foot fouling a ball off, and the Mets beat the Reds with us.
I know, Jerry, like wins and losses for pitchers is weird now.
Stupid, actually, yeah.
Stupid, but I notice this every time he pitches, and he's pitching tonight for the Mets, Carlos Carrasco. Guy's 12. He's 12-4.
Yeah.
Like he,
and yet he would be out of the five starters. It might be the last guy I pick.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would think he has.
Well, it's like run support though too. I mean, I don't know what his ERA is. I'm sure it's around 3, which is fine. But do you think all the times that DeGrom has pitched in the past few years when he's been healthy and they don't score for him, and then other guys go out there and they score 7 runs a game? It's wins and losses are weird. Just look at the ERA and things like that.
Jerry, this guy 12-4. I'd start him first in the playoffs.
You would not start him over Scherzer or DeGrom.
He's got more
no,
wins.
You wouldn't.
Got more wins. What's that, Booms?
His whip.
His
around.
Whip.
Is it around 1?
Well, what's his ERA? Jerry's very concerned with his ERA.
Well, I'm going to say around 3-ish. ERA. 3.2.
3.45.
Okay, which is good. That's okay. But that's not like DeGrom's 1.5.
I suppose, Jerry, if that's what you find important, I find wins. When I was a kid, wins and losses is what matters.
Wins and losses for pitchers do not matter. Wins and losses for the team matter.
And by the way, Gerrit Cole pitches tonight against Luis Castillo.
How about that?
That's going to be a battle. Of course, no one will see it. It's going to happen in the middle of the night.
Well, you could watch it back on the highlights,
I will watch back on the highlights, yeah, Jerry. Who do you like in that victory?
I'm going to take Seattle tonight.
Is that right?
Yes.
Over Gerrit
I actually
Cole.
Took Seattle last night, and they blew up my three-team parlay.
They ruined
I had
for
the
you?
Orioles, Mets, and Mariners last night. No good.
What would that have netted you? $1,000?
No, I bet $75. I think it was going to net me $6-something.
You bet 75 bucks on a...
I feel pretty good about it. WFAN-FM.
WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.